Good two-point shooting team this season. Connor Asijan picks up his first foul. As mentioned, not a ton of shots inside the arc in the first half, but they were 5 for 11. With the ball is Barnheiser outside left, throwing to Audige, top of the circle. Shot clock at 15, Audige, right-hand dribble goes up, knocked away. Klesman trying to keep it alive. Bowie has it, streaks off the right wing in the lane, low on the left, throws it up, no good. Rebound, Crowell for Wisconsin. And now Hepburn with 10:05 to play, 37-32 Northwestern. Hepburn hits the brakes, a pass for Crowell. Stevie takes it left side, goes to Wall, left of the lane. Wall backing, again, draws the double team. Tyler darts it to Hepburn, open three, right side, money. Third three-point hit for Hepburn, 37-35 Northwestern, 9:45 remaining. Ubui up the floor for the Wildcats. They have led the overwhelming majority of this game. Barnheiser up top. Flips it to Bowie, high on the right, along the sidelines in front of his head coach, off the Nicholson screen. Bowie in the lane, turns up right hand, good. Bowie with 7, 39-35 Northwestern, 9:20 remaining. Hepburn brings it up for Wisconsin. Just right of the center circle, left of the center circle of the front court. Bobs off the crowd screen. Nicholson gets him on a switch. A pass for Wall, left corner. Tyler looking inside, shovels it to Crowell, left of the lane. Stevie again draws the double team. And a whistle, a timeout taken by Wisconsin. As Crowell was in a tough spot, and Greg Gard had to burn another timeout. So the Badgers have just one left. A 30-second timeout, 9:02 to play, 10 on the shot clock, 39-35 Northwestern.
Mentioned earlier how effective Northwestern is when it doubles with Nicholson or Barron. In this case, it was Barnheiser. He is so strong in the fundamentals, and it's not a surprise. His dad was his coach.
Yep.
And is a very successful high school coach, right?
Yeah, and played college ball, actually, at Purdue and then at Auburn in his time, Mark Barnheiser.
I don't know if anybody has a bigger bag of tricks and shots, little floaters, than Boo Booey.
Yeah, he can add
what do you think?
He can add live with the best of them. Hepburn, baseline left, will inbound. Booey in his face. Chucky looking. And still looking. Gets it into Crowell. Hands off to Hepburn. Curls off the left wing. Chucky floats it up off the glass. No good. And Crowell trying to get the rebound. They get a tie-up. Arrow, Wisconsin with 5 on the shot clock. Not quite sure what that was from Chucky, but the Badgers still claim the ball, but just 5 to shoot.
Odige tying his laces. Yeah, I'm wondering if it just slipped out of his hands. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Hepburn, baseline right, will look. Looking, finds a siege and off the screen and plowing. Wall tried to set the screen. And play is whistled as Wall got plowed by Brooks Barnheiser. And this will be good for Wisconsin because this should get the shot clock to 20 as now Brian Dorsey over at the scorer's table. Team foul number 6 on the Wildcats. We still haven't reset the shot clock there. Now they have at 20. There we go. So 20 on the shot clock for Wisconsin, 8:56 on the game clock, 39-35 Northwestern. Max Klesman, sideline right. Front court will inbound. Flips it into Hepburn between the arcs. Chucky with a pass for Klesman, right point. Loops at the Crowell, right of the lane. Nicholson on the coverage. Backing is Crowell, still single coverage. Backing is Stevie. Right block, now up left shoulder. And up and in with the left hand off the right shoulder. First field goal of the game for Crowell. 39-37 Northwestern, 8:35 to play. Northwestern elected not to double. With the ball is Bowie outside left against Tyler Wall. A screen from Nicholson. Bowie on the drive. Now Crowell trying to pick him up. Bowie retreats on the right wing. Shot clock at 10. Bowie sizing up Crowell. Going to work on the drive. Low on the right one. Pump throws it up and in off the glass. Bowie with 9. 41-37 Northwestern with 8:10 to play.
He's great at hesitating too before getting off his shot.
Hepburn Turning down the crowd screen, Chucky drives left of the lane, puts it up, got blocked, got fouled. Hepburn with that take. And that's on Matthew Nicholson. That's going to be his fourth. So Chris Collins will send Titus Verhoeven back in there, and Chucky Hepburn will go to the foul line, where he is a 71% free throw shooter. A two-shot foul. Badgers are in the bonus. First free throw for Hepburn is good. Verhoeven in, Nicholson out. 41-38, Northwestern with 8:01 to play. Hepburn with 12 points. Second free throw on the way, and that's good. 41-39, Northwestern. Kamari McGee, who provided a spark for the Badgers in the first half, will come in for Hepburn. And we're approaching that under 8 media timeout, so Chucky in a little bit of extra breathing time. Over on the sideline, Boo Booey will walk it up. McGee waits for him. Booey up the middle through the logo. Angles off left side, hands off to Wadij. It's against Klesbitt. Now Verhoeven's out of the circle. Dribble hand off to Booey. Booey, right lane line, goes inside to Verhoeven. Low on the left, goes up, got fouled. And free throws coming up for the Wildcats when play resumes. We're going to get Tyler Wall there for his third. And check it, it's on Kamari McGee. Beg your pardon, it's on Kamari McGee. Breaking the action, college sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:42 remaining. Northwestern 41, Wisconsin 39. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 14. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, highs around 34. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 31. Cloudy skies expected. Mid-30s Tuesday, turning warmer on Wednesday with highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Free throws coming up for Titus Verhoeven. We have 7:42 left at the Kohl Center. Northwestern 41, Wisconsin 39.
I guess if anyone, if you had a chance to select to shoot free throws from Northwestern, he'd be one of the guys, wouldn't he?
4 out of 10. It's two shots. The lefty with the first is good. Of course.
Because I said that at Northwestern with Nicholson, he went 5 of 6 from the stripe.
42-39, the Wildcats. 3 years at UTEP, freshman year at Duquesne, and Verhoeven calmly hits both free throws, 43-39. Northwestern, like we said, that's a guy you just don't want to send to the
Keep
foul line.
Keep him off the line.
Absolutely. 7:40 to play. Kamari McGee to the front court. A little extra time on the bench to gather for Chucky Hepburn. Here comes Wall. Right block goes inside to Steven Crowell, who sends it in. Two-hand dunk from low on the left for Big Stevie. 43-41, Northwestern. 7:22 remaining. Drew Bowie with a bounce for Verhoeven. Left of the circle. Hands off to Nick Martinelli. Glides left. Gets it to Barnheiser. Top of the circle. Inside feed. Martinelli catches. Right block goes up. No whistle. Oh, they're going to get a foul on Connor. Check it. That's going to go against Wisconsin. Not Connor. It's going to be on Tyler Wall. That'll be his third. They were going to get him for...
They just miscalled it.
Wall wasn't even in the play.
Wall's
at the foul line. I think this is going to be on
Asijan.
So they'll get that corrected. It'll be the second on Asijan. And Nick Martinelli, who missed a free throw in the first half, 4 of 6 on the season. First attempt rattles out, no good. A very small sample size for the freshman out of Glenview, Illinois. Hepburn back in for McGee. 43-41 Northwestern, 7:11 remaining. Second free throw for Nick Martinelli, and that's no good. That rattled out as well. Klesmith the rebound. The Badgers can tie it or take the lead with a long ball. Hepburn throwing to Klesman high on the right. A feed for Crowell on the right wing. Verhoeven defending Stevie. Whistle off the ball. Foul called. This will go against Audige, and this will send Tyler Wall to the free throw line for a 1-1. First on Audige and the eighth on Northwestern.
That is such a battle when you watch those two trying to skirmish for positioning, Audige and Wall.
Robbie Barron will come in for Nick Martinelli. Tyler with 4 points, he missed a couple of free throws very early in this game. He goes to the line for a 1-1. Badgers 3 of 6 at the foul line. Northwestern 4 out of 7. Wall takes his three rhythm dribbles, and the front end is straight through. 43-42, Northwestern. Last year, Tyler Wall was a 70% free throw shooter.
Pretty good sample size, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yes, it was.
7 out of 10, 70 of 100.
And the second free throw is off the back rim, no good. Barnheiser the rebound, Northwestern up one with 6:55 to play. 43-42, the Wildcats. Boo Bowie to the front court, flips to Barnheiser high on the right. A siege on him, a pass for Barron, rotates to Bowie at the left point. Bowie holds it off the right hip, goes inside, Barnheiser catches, posting on the siege, in the lane, low on the right, flips it up and into the right hand. Looks Barnheiser getting some work done for Northwestern, 45-42, the Wildcats, 6.5 minutes remaining. Klesman with a pass for Crowell on the right wing. Crowell gets it to Klesman at the top of the circle. Max gives off to Hepburn. Chucky now back pedals near half court, shot clock at 12. Hepburn off the Crowell screen. Verhoeven gets him on a switch, and now Bowie is on Chucky. A feed to Crowell, 6 to shoot. Crowell left the lane, draws the double, high pass. Asijan pulls it down against Barnheiser. Contested 3, off the rim, short, no good. Boy, how he made that a lot closer than anybody thought he had a chance. The Northwestern clears the board with 6 minutes to play, 45-42 Northwestern. Barnheiser outside right. A pass for Barron, top of the circle, leads it for Bowie at the left point. Bowie off the right hip. Couple of the dribbles between the arcs. Gives it up to Audige. 10 to shoot. Barnheiser right side. Barnheiser against Asijan. Barnheiser moving in. Fades. Flips right of the lane. Air ball. Caught weak side by Crowell. 5:35 to play. 45-42 Northwestern. Chucky Hepburn right side. Goes into Wall. Right of the lane. Tyler draws the double. Retreats to the wing. Barron defending Wall. Tyler baseline right. And then he is up. They're going to get an offensive foul here against Wisconsin, and on Stephen Crowell. That'll be his second. Jordan Davis in for Max Klesman. Carter Gilmore will sub for Stephen Crowell. 5:24 remaining, 45-42 Northwestern.
Barnheiser comes out. Last three possessions offensively, they've gone Barnheiser against Asijan.
Absolutely.
Each of them. See if they attack Asijan again.
Barnheiser 8.7 rebounds in this game. Barnheiser has the ball right now. Gives it up to Audige against Jordan Davis. Good screen for Verhoeven. Audige leaves it for Barron. Right corner three in the air is good for Robbie Barron. His second three-point hit, 48-42 Northwestern. Coming up on 5 minutes remaining in Madison. Hepburn out front, throws to Gilmore, left of the circle. A pass for Wall, top of the wheel. These are for a Asijan. Connor to the line, down the lane, up right hand, way too strong, no good. Gilmore, weak side there, low on the left with a putback. First points tonight for Carter Gilmore, 48-44 Northwestern, 4:43 remaining. Drew Bowie walks it through the center circle for the Wildcats. Moving to our left in the second half. Nice screen, Barron. Bowie moves left, now off to his right, off a screen from Verhoeven. Bowie retreats. Hepburn digs in. 12 of the shot clock. Bowie with a throw to Verhoeven, top of the circle. Gilmore is on him. A pass to Adige, covered up by Davis. 5 to shoot. Adige out front. Adige puts it on the deck, right lane line. Hanging, shooting, missing badly. Rebound. Should be a shot clock violation. It is. That never caught iron. Ball was deflected out of bounds. Bodies on the floor. Shot clock violation. Badgers get it back down 4 with 4:15 remaining. Again, the Badgers trying to cut into this Northwestern lead. And here comes Chucky. A pass for Jordan Davis, right sideline. He'll flip to Gilmore, top of the circle. Gilmore, a couple of dribbles left of the circle. Sends it to Hepburn, high on the right. Hepburn against Barnheiser. Chucky, left hand over the line, draw and kick. Asijan catching, shooting for three. Got it! 5 threes for Connor Asijan. He is CE3 tonight, and Chris Collins will use a timeout. Badgers within one. This will be a full timeout from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:48 remaining, Northwestern 48, Wisconsin 47. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Race to savings on your bathroom update now at Menards. Check out our great selection of shower heads from Waterpik. They have innovative, sleek designs with Power Pulse therapeutic massage. Enjoy a better shower experience today with Waterpik. Right now, pick up a multi-height shower head for only $49.99. Save big money on Waterpik shower heads and get your bathroom project to the finish line. Race to savings on great deals now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game, and after much deliberation, which took all of like a second, Connor Asijan, 15 points, 5 of 10 from the three-point line, 3 rebounds, an assist, no turnovers. This 3 just pulled the Badgers to within 1 a moment ago. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3:48 to play, Northwestern 48, Wisconsin 47.
And remember, Asijan started the game 0-for-4 from the field, 0-for-3 from the three-point line, and Greg Gard took him out for a couple of minutes, let him think over some things on the bench, get himself back together, reboot, if you will, and since then, he's 5-of-9 from the field, 5-of-7 from the arc.
Well, down to the end we go. The Badgers 8-and-4 this season in games decided by 4 points or less, 20-and-7 over the last couple of years in such games. Asijan, Klesmet, Hepburn, Wall, and Crowell out there for the Badgers. Bowie, Adige, Barry, Barnheiser, and Verhoeven for Northwestern. Cats have the arrow. Collins has 2 timeouts available. Guard has 1. Adige, front court, left side against Klesmet. Adige on the dribble. These are for Bowie against Hepburn. Bowie on the drive, down the lane, and he got tied up by Hepburn. Yeah, Bowie had him beat off the dribble. And 1-1 coming up for Boo Booey, who is a 90% free throw shooter.
It's not like they hide or trying to do either. I mean, nope. You get the ball to Booey, he's going to drive that right lane line. You got to find a way to stop him.
9 points for Booey, 4 assists. He averages 4.5 dimes a game. He's been averaging better than 20 a game over his last six. 20 points per game is Booey with the front end, and it is no good. It crawled out. Klesmith the rebound. He doesn't miss many, but Booey missed the front end. 3.5 minutes remaining. Badgers down one. Hepburn on the dribble. Glides right side above the three-point line against Barron. Crossed him over. Chucky in the lane. Pivots. Now up from 10 feet away. Badgers take the lead. 49-48 Wisconsin. 3:18 remaining at the Kohl Center in Madison. Boo Booey jogs it up for the Wildcats. They're on their feet here in Madison. Booey out front. They're moving the screen. A throw to Audiz between the circles. Audiz wants a screen. He'll get it. Glides to his left. Left of the lane against Klesmith. Turn, shooting Audiz in and out and back in for Chase Audiz. 50-49 Northwestern. 2:50 remaining. Hepburn walks it through the midcourt logo. Chucky sets the floor. Crowell a high screen. Hepburn fans to the left wing. Hepburn on the dribble. Off the left wing in the lane. Pivots again. One pump goes out to a Sejan. Snaps off a deep three. Left side short. No good. Booey the rebound. 2:30 to play. 50-49 Northwestern. Greg Gard urging his team at the other end of the floor to dig in and get a stop. Booey across the mid-stripe. 2:20 remaining. 1 point lead Northwestern. Booey behind the back on the dribble. Back to way Hepburn into the hands of a Sejan, and he got fouled. Chucky Hepburn telling everybody, I can guard people too. And Connor Sejan will go to the other end for a 1-1 with 2:14 to play.
It's really sneaky that way, too. The dribbler thinks he's passed Hepburn, and he reaches out, knocks the ball free.
Second foul on Booey, ninth on Northwestern. Connor Sejan, better than 88% at the foul line this his freshman year. He has 15 points. He and Hepburn both with 15. 50-49 Northwestern with 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play. First free throw attempt of the game for Connor Sejan. And the freshman sends the front end, and it's off the rim, no good. Ty Berry the rebound. So two really good free throw shooters have missed front ends. Booey and Sejan coming up on 2 minutes to play. Northwestern up one, Audiz left point. Audiz on the dribble. Klesmith defending. Audiz takes him on in the lane. 10-footer in the paint. No good. Rebound Crowell. 1:52 remaining. Still 50-49 Northwestern. Hepburn front court left side. Chucky off the Crowell screen. 1:45 to play. Hepburn now again off the Crowell screen. Left of the circle. Throws to Stevie. Hands off to Klesmith. Thought about it. Takes it off the right wing. Klesmith in the lane. Bounces to Crowell. 13 to shoot. Crowell with a flip for Hepburn. Shot clock at 10. Hepburn out front. Dogging him at the three-point line. Hepburn against Booey. A step back fadeaway. 17-footer is short. No good. Rebound Audiz. A minute 25 to play. Northwestern with the big-time defense. 50-49. The Wildcats. A minute 20 remaining. Boo Booey to the front court for the Northwestern Wildcats, clinging to that one-point lead. And now Chris Collins will ask for and receive a timeout with a minute 12 to play, 17 to shoot, 50-49 Northwestern. Both teams now with one timeout available.
Not too often where you would see Boo Booey and Connor Sejan miss free throws here in the final minutes of a game, huh?
No. Or miss free throws, period. They're 90, as I said. Bowie's 90%, and Assisian's 88%. But they did miss. And now the Badgers need another stop. With 72 seconds remaining, 50-49, Northwestern. Wildcats have led most of this game here. The biggest lead is 8. And that was early. Hepburn, Klesmith, Sejan, Crowell, and Wall for Wisconsin. Audiz, Berry, Booey, Barnheiser, and Titus Verhoeven on the floor for Northwestern. Audiz sideline left will inbound. Audiz looking. Gets it into Barnheiser. Hands it back to Audiz against Klesmith. Audiz, Klesmith goes down. Charge called. Klesmith again. Able to draw the contact. That is huge. Player control, non-shooting, 109 remaining. Foul on Audige, his second. Here comes Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin. Again, the Badgers with a chance to take the lead. Hepburn gets a little screen from Crowell. Throw to Stevie at the top. Hands off to Asija. 1 minute to play. Hepburn high on the right. He's with Bowie. A throw to Klesman. Right point. Checked by Berry. And a whistle. Timeout. Greg Gard. And that's the final one for Wisconsin. 54.4 seconds to play. 16 to shoot. Northwestern 50. Wisconsin 49.
I know after Wisconsin lost that game in Evanston, one of the first things that came to mind is how different that team would have been defensively in the game against the Wildcats if it had Max Klesman.
Absolutely.
Right? Because Max didn't play that game, nor did he play at Maryland.
Talking with Greg before the game, he went back to the late in the Ohio State game, and Klesman was able to draw a charge. He has a knack for doing that. And he was able to draw a critical one there. Pretty close. Looking at the replay, Chris Collins not happy. You're allowed to move as long as you are squared up with the defender. And if, in the eyes of the officials, the offensive player initiates the contact, and that's obviously what they saw there. 54.4 seconds to play, 16 to shoot, 50 to 49, Northwestern leading Wisconsin. So remember now, the Badgers are out of timeouts. Northwestern has the possession arrow. Chris Collins has one timeout available.
In the second half, the bulk of the scoring for Wisconsin has been Hepburn with 10, Asijan with 9.
Asijan 5 of 11 from the three-point line. Chucky Hepburn, baseline right, will inbound. DJ Karstensen ready to give the ball to Chucky, and here we go. Hepburn looking and still looking. Got to get it in. Lobs it into Wall. High on the right. Wall hands to Hepburn. Shot clock at 12. Hepburn outside the center circle. Moving against Berry. Chucky in the lane. Pivots. Fades. Flips. Good! Hepburn hits it. Badgers take the lead. 45.4 seconds to play. 51-50 Wisconsin. Here comes Chase Audige. 40 seconds left. Audige left sideline to the front court. Klesman in the defensive stance. A pass for Bowie between the circles. Bowie against Hepburn. Bowie left-hand dribble in the lane. Throws it up. No good. Foul call. With 31 seconds to play, and Bowie goes back to the free throw line. Hepburn the foul. That's his third.
He is so difficult to defend. Because, first of all, you have to honor and respect his right hand. He went after Chucky there with his left hand.
He did.
Got in
he
the
sure
paint.
Did. Boo Booey missed the front end of a 1-1 a moment ago. He'll get two shots here. A 90% free throw shooter. 31 seconds left. 51-50 Wisconsin. Booey shooting into the Grateful Red. First free throw on the way. Nothing but net. Tied at 51. Second free throw coming up for the senior from Albany, New York. Badgers 51, Wildcats 51, 31 seconds left at the Kohl Center. Bowie takes a deep breath. His three rhythm dribble, second free throw is good, and Northwestern leads 52-51. Here comes Chucky with 30 seconds to play. Bowie waits for Hepburn, who crosses half court. Hepburn high on the left, now on the drive, to the line, down the lane, to the rim, and it's knocked away. Ball is loose, and a foul is called as Chucky Hepburn just went into a sea of humanity. A foul called on Crowell, his third, 20.2 seconds to play. And free throws coming up at the other end for Northwestern. It'll be Verhoeven at the foul line, who has made a couple here in this second half, and that makes him a 50-50 foul shooter this season, 6 out of 12. This is a 1-1. That was team foul number 9.
Yeah, that was a great play defensively by Verhoeven at the other end.
20.2 seconds to play. Northwestern up one. Verhoeven the front end. It's off the back of the rim. No good. A siege in the rebound. 18 seconds left. Badgers out of timeouts. 15 seconds remaining. Hepburn sets the floor between the circles against Bowie. 12 seconds left. Hepburn, spin move. In the lane. Fades. Flips. Contact. They play through. Klesman tips. It comes down to Bowie, who gets run over with 4.7 seconds remaining. Boy, it sure looked like there was contact there, but no foul called. As Hepburn trying to draw the foul, Bowie stayed with him, and now there was no contact. I'm looking at it now. That's just really good defense from Boo Bowie. And Northwestern now into the double bonus with 4.7 seconds to play. 52-51, the Wildcats, and Boo Bowie, who just hit two a moment ago, gets two more here. First free throw coming up for Bowie. On the way, and it's good. 53-51 Northwestern. Robbie Barron will come in for Titus Verhoeven. Nothing but Badgers along the lane lines here. 4.7 seconds to play. Second free throw coming up for Bowie. Eyes the rim. Free throw on the way, and it's good. And now Northwestern will use its final timeout. 54-51, the Wildcats, with 4.7 seconds left in Madison.
Well, you think back in this half, too, Greg Gard was compelled to call a timeout early in the half when Crowell got doubled, or was it Law? One of the Badgers got doubled in front of the Wisconsin bench. You even made light of it, Lynn. You said, oh, gives Wisconsin only one timeout remaining.
Yeah, and he used one earlier when, again, just trying to calm things down. The media timeout was about to hit, but he just thought at the moment he needed the timeout now. So if you're Chris Collins, 4.7 seconds left, you certainly could foul right away. There is risk with that. We've talked about it a million times. But good defense. And again, Chucky Hepburn, well, again, off balance there. That fall away didn't really have much of a chance.
No, and on the previous possession was Verhoeven, who stepped up and took away the path to the rim to Hepburn. I mean, that's a heck of a defensive play. A rotation by Titus Verhoeven. And then Bowie forced that low percentage fadeaway step back by Hepburn. Two defensive stops.
So here we go. 4.7 seconds to play. Northwestern 54, Wisconsin 51. Hepburn, Masijan, Klesmet, Wall, and Crowell out there for Wisconsin. Robbie Barron and Barnheiser in the backcourt. They're just trying to make Wisconsin go side to side if they can. We'll see if they foul. No one on Wall. Tyler looking. Gets it into Klesmet across half court. Klesmet gets fouled. Tried to hoist up a shot, but was fouled clearly first with 2.9 to play. Ty Berry with his second foul, so two free throws for Klesmet. Badgers in a make one, miss one mode right now. 54-51, the Wildcats. Klesmet, a 65% foul shooter, his first trip to the line tonight. He has 5 points, three rebounds, and an assist. So here we go, 2.9 seconds to play. First free throw for Klesmet is good. 54-52 Northwestern. And now Collins getting more size in there. He's got Nicholson, Verhoeven in the game. This is where you need to get the miss now. 2.9 seconds to play. Northwestern up 54-52. Klesmet takes a deep breath. Eyes the rim, second free throw. Off the right side iron, no good. Rebound Northwestern, time about to run out. They throw it in the air. Greg Gard claiming there should have been a travel. He's not going to get that. Northwestern's going to win the game. And the Wildcats sweep the season series with Wisconsin for the first time since 1996.
Well, the one thing Northwestern did, and we both had a question on whether or not they had the energy to do it, is they came into this building, played well from the onset. And that made, I think, all the difference in the world. You never had a chance, as we kind of joked, to feel tired when you're playing with the lead, and they did so with most of the night. Made plays, especially the 50-50s. They had an edge over Wisconsin and came down to a couple of defensive stops at the end.
In another game where the Badgers shoot less than 40% from the field. And it comes back to haunt as Northwestern gets a huge win. The Wildcats now 7-5 in the Big Ten. And a gut punch loss for Wisconsin as the Badgers drop to 5-7. Final score tonight, Northwestern 54, Wisconsin 52. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
To Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
Well, Badgers up against it now. Another home court loss and two road games looming. Wednesday at Penn State, Saturday at Nebraska. As Northwestern, which led the vast majority of this game, its critical free throws at crunch time from Boo Booey as the Wildcats defeat Wisconsin 54-52 and thus sweep the series, a three-point win in Evanston, a two-point win here in Madison.
You thought maybe, despite the circumstances which you just pointed out, with Northwestern holding the lead for much of the night, you thought maybe after Chucky Hepburn hit that shot on Ty Berry in the paint, 45 seconds remaining, the Badgers now holding onto the lead for the first time, really, 51-50, that they might be able to get out of here with the victory. But Bowie is so difficult to defend that the opposite end, he got to the free throw line, made both free throws with 31 seconds left, and then Wisconsin went empty on the final two possessions with Chucky driving hard into the paint. Verhoeven coming over, stopping his forward progress. I think he even got part of the ball as he tried to get it up to the rim. And then we saw the last shot attempt by Hepburn, where it was Boo Booey forcing him out further than he wanted to be and really was not in balance at all to take that shot.
Yeah, it's one thing to take a fadeaway. It's another to be really off balance, and he was the latter there. So, again, we've talked about it. It's been a big storyline with Northwestern. It's improvement on the defensive end, and it showed today, albeit against an offensively challenged Wisconsin team. But when they had to get the stops, Northwestern was able to do that. And their ability to attack at the other end, as you said, get to the foul line with a 90% shooter in Boo Booey, that turned into the difference in the final minute as Northwestern wins it 54-52. Booey with 13 points. Chase Audige with 11. Robbie Barron and Brooks Barnheiser each with 8. Nick Martinelli with 6. Matthew Nicholson with 4. Likewise for Titus Verhoeven. Chucky Hepburn with 17 to lead the way for the Badgers. Connor Resegian with 15. Max Klesmet with 6. Tyler Wall with 5. Stephen Crowell with 5 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, just 5 shot attempts for Crowell. That double team, very effective for Northwestern again. Kamari McGee with 2. Carter Gilmore with 2. Northwestern wins it 54-52. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
I want to take a moment to recognize today's game sponsor, Gordon Flesh, all the good folks there, and thank them for their support of Wisconsin Badgers basketball. Gordon Flesh, business technology managed, taking the worry out of managing your office equipment and IT needs. Punch in the gut here for Wisconsin tonight, and again, just showing this Big Ten Conference the muddled mess that Wisconsin was trying to move up the ladder, but instead now finds itself 5-7 in Big Ten play as the Wildcats defeat the Badgers here 54-52. A lot of credit to the Wildcats. Mentioned before the game, you wondered what they had left. They looked like they were running in mud a few nights ago, especially in the second half against Michigan, their sixth game in 14 days. And they showed a ton of energy here tonight.
Yeah, we didn't see any signs of weariness, did we, from the very beginning of this game? And I think that has a lot to do with the type of leadership they have right now with this group, especially those guards. I mean, you start there, obviously. That's the starting point when you try to break down why Northwestern has had success this year when you had Boo Booey and Chase Audige in your backcourt. That's tough to match. I mean, they're the only two teammates averaging better than 15 points in the Big Ten, right?
Together? Yes. Yeah. No, they're good, and it shows, right?
Yeah.
The talent, experience, the savvy.
I mean, you think about it, too. They had a note where the last time Northwestern had two players averaging 15 or more points together was John Scherna and Drew Crawford.
There you go.
Think about those two. I mean, those were really good players during their era at Northwestern. So that's where the Wildcats are right now, and Wisconsin just didn't get enough complimentary help when they needed it. The shooting percentage speaks for itself.
Yeah, from the two-point, from inside the three-point line, the Badgers 10 of 27. Their two-point shooting has been an issue throughout the course of this season. for the Badgers. The three-pointers kept them alive, 9-23, 39%. You'll take that, certainly. Connor Esiejan, 5 out of 11 after missing his first three, so he went 5 of 8 the rest of the way, but couldn't get him loose there late in the game, and a couple of off-balance shots from Chucky down the stretch as Northwestern really dug in defensively, and the Wildcats get the two-point victory here tonight, 54-52. We'll take another break. When we continue, we'll check out the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a couple, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 14. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, highs around 34. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows around 31. High of 35 Tuesday, under overcast skies. 40 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Street Champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Defeats Wisconsin here tonight, 54-52. We get to our call of the game. The Badgers led all of 4 minutes in this game and led for the final time on this play late at the Cole Center. Wall hands to Hepburn, shot clock at 12. Hepburn outside the center circle, moving against Barry. Chucking in the lane, pivots, fades, flips, good! Hepburn hits it, Badgers take the lead, 45.4 seconds to play. But then Northwestern came back down the floor, Boo Booey fouled on a drive, hit both free throws for the lead, and then two more to make it 54-51. Max Klesmit fouled late and intentionally, more or less, and made the first free throw, tried to miss the second, which he did, but Northwestern secured the rebound. A couple of empty possessions after that, though, a little, you know, some off balance. You got, you know, Chucky maybe trying to do a little too much there, and Northwestern playing good defense.
Yeah, that's the thing you have to keep coming back to. The Wildcats make it really tough to score. I'm not giving this up as an excuse for Wisconsin, because we've seen the Badgers struggle all season offensively. But in that real crunch time, you saw Northwestern D up and make some plays, and the Badgers didn't. They simply didn't. I don't know if it's a lack of confidence right now in finishing, but if you don't show a finishing kick, you're going to put yourself in a pretty big hole in the Badgers' half.
And again, as Greg mentioned, you know, the free throw story, not a ton of attempts, but 5 of 11. And you think of a front-end miss from Connor Asija. Bowie missed a front-end of a 1-1 as well. Northwestern was not exactly earth-shattering as well at the foul line, 8 of 13. So the Badgers were good at keeping Northwestern, limiting the free throw attempts compared to game one. But, yeah, this thing with the Badgers now, it's out of hand. I mean, there's a lot of things offensively that this team is challenged with. But you're a decent free throw shooting team. They can bail you out, and they're just a bad free throw shooting team right now.
And it's just more magnified than ever because of some of the other deficiencies with their offense. So you have to be able to count on something from night to night. In the past, it was that this is always a pretty good free throw shooting program, correct?
For the most part, yeah, a couple blips in there, as we know.
More than not.
Yes, yeah, last year they were quite good. You had Johnny Davis, you had Brad Davison, and you had some other guys who are still on the team this year who were much better at the foul line than what we've seen this year.
I keep coming back to whenever I would do a story on an opponent, and the opposing coach would always say, the one thing that really stands out about Wisconsin is the Badgers don't beat themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't always say that about this team.
Yeah, it's been, and even some of the wins, as Greg Gard said, you're number one in the nation at making things more difficult than they need to be. But again, when you can't score consistently, then you are walking a tightrope every time out, and that's what this team is doing right now. Now 8-5 this season in games decided by 5 points or less. Northwestern wins 54-52. We'll take a look at the final stats and close this one out in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey,
here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 14. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, highs around 34. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows around 31. High of 35 Tuesday, under overcast skies. 40 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.